What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Squad, welcome back to another episode of the Type 1 Movement Podcast. And in this episode today, we're going to be chatting about, are you self-sabotaging your diabetes? So before I get into that, it is Monday. I'm feeling hyped up for the week, fucking ready for another good week with all my team, all my clients, all my tribe. But I had some very sad news yesterday. I found out one of my friends, you know when you get that group of friends, but life gets in the way and you kind of part ways, if you like. So I used to have a group of mates that we all used to train with at the gym back in my bodybuilding days. And one of the lads from that group sadly passed away last night. I found out he passed away last night. And yeah, this guy, he was a big guy, but he was so fucking nice. Like, he was one of the guys, like, if I just seen him in Tesco in the supermarket, we'd just stop and have a conversation. No matter what, he always had time for people. And he, like I say, he was a big muscular guy, but he was so fucking nice. He was such a true gent. He was the real big friendly fucking giant. And yeah, we worked on the doors together a few times, used to train together. So it's upsetting. And I know it's upset a lot of people because he'll be really well missed, very missed. Struggling to get my words out here. He'll be missed because he was such a character and such a nice guy. And he was around a similar sort of age to me. I'm like 33, nearly 34. And we know people pass away, but when it's someone so young, I like to say I am fucking young, right? When it's someone young and it's someone that you know, like one of your mates, it really hits home. And it makes you realize just how precious life is, right? So this week, guys, I put a post on my Instagram earlier on today. I just want you to appreciate the little things in life that sometimes we're going that fast and we're not in the moment. We fucking forget about. Just appreciate these things in life because it is so precious. And you really realize at moments like this how precious life is. So I do want to take a moment and send my condolences to all of our mates that knew him and all of his family. And the rest of his friends as well. So he will be truly, truly missed. And I do hope you rest in peace, buddy. So yeah, pretty hard, a rough start to the week. But yeah, moving on into today's episode. Right, let's go. Are you self-sabotaging your diabetes? Guys, leave me a rating and a review on this episode if you get value from it. Also, screenshot, share it to your motherfucking Instagram stories and tag me at @type1_Tom. So recently, guys, I have been blessed enough to be able to impact and help more type 1 diabetics improve their glucose control and take fucking diabetes by the balls. I've been blessed enough to start seeing a fair bit of success in my business. And I'll be open with you guys, yeah? But success doesn't come without a cost. Nothing good ever comes without a cost. And recently, I've been facing what's called imposter syndrome. And this is like self-doubt. Yeah, this is like someone else's inside your mind, if you like, and body, as daft as it sounds, it's like self-doubt. So I've had these little voice. I like to call it my inner bitch. So the little bitch in my head. And it's been making me ask questions to myself like, am I good enough to coach all these people? Even though I know that I am, I've got the results to prove it, but it's making me ask questions. Am I good enough to coach all these people? Can I actually help them? Do I deserve this? And I bet a lot of you guys are going to be able to relate to this. So I've been going through like imposter syndrome. This little bitch in my head has been rearing its ugly face and it's been making me like question myself. And there's also been moments when my little bitch has said things like, it's okay not to put a post out today. Don't do it, Tom. You've done so much. It's fine. It's okay to not jump on a live or do a podcast today. It's fine. It's okay to just chill for a bit. It's fine. And it's like I've had imposter syndrome because I've been doing really well with myself, with my clients, with my business. It's like imposter syndrome. And there's also moments where I've tried to self-sabotage myself, like self-sabotage. And I found myself like looking, if you listen to one of my podcast episodes a few back, I said like, I used to go and spend money on stupid shit because it was instant gratification. So these times when I've been like scrolling through my phone, it's gone in my head like, what can I go and buy? And then I've been like, whoa, hang on a minute. And it's been like this old me, if you like, has been trying to be an imposter and trying to sabotage my own self. Yeah. It's like my mind's wanted to get me back to how I used to be. Yeah. It's like my mind's wanting to get me back to how it used to be. And guys, I see this with so many type 1 diabetics. When they start to gain momentum and success and improve the glucose control and the diabetes management, they start to get imposter syndrome. Their little bitch in the head starts to fucking talk to them, yeah? And it makes them think things like, can I keep this up? Do I deserve it? What if X, Y, and Z happens? I don't need to carb count anymore. It's fine. I'll just wing it. It'll be reet. Doesn't really matter. Just wing it. Like, I know enough now. It's cool. I don't need to stop paying attention. They gain some momentum and start to control their diabetes and glucose control for a few weeks. And then their inner bitch starts to self-sabotage. They start to self-sabotage and ask themselves these questions. Can I keep it up? Do I actually deserve this? Do I deserve to improve my health? What if a situation happens that they're fucking planning in the head? Do I really need to carb count anymore? I'll just wing it. It'll be all right. Be right. Don't worry about it. I'm educated enough now. I've had a few good weeks. I don't need to do any more research. Yeah. Guys, if this is making sense on the live, stick me some fire emojis in the comments below. If you can relate to this, you've ever started to improve your health or your glucose control, and then your little bitch has come in and started to self-sabotage. You've started to self-sabotage yourself. If you can relate to this, stick me some fire emojis in the comments. Let's fucking go. So these doubts start to creep in. When we start to achieve some sort of success, yeah, the old us will start to creep in. That little bitch will start to make you question yourself. It will start to make you question yourself. The doubts start to creep in. Your old self starts to try and come back. That person who led you to that point when you decided that you wasn't happy with the way that you was managing your diabetes, you decided to change. That person tries to creep, let's call it the little bitch, yeah? That person tries to creep in every now and again. Makes you question yourself. And guys, this is a mindset thing. So this is something that I'm huge on with all my clients. My clients will fucking tell you this, that I'm big on mindset with them and keeping them afloat because it's a mindset issue. Guys, you can have all the training in the world. You can know everything about insulin, how to test your basal rates, how to bolus, how to carb count, to eat well. But if your mindset is going the fucking opposite way than what you're trying to achieve with your glucose control and your health or anything in life, you are fucked because you'll always be dragged the way that your mind's telling you to. So if you let that little bitch win and overpower what you're trying to do all the time, you're always going to be falling off the wagon. This is where falling off the wagon comes from. Guys, it's like when I used to coach people for fat loss, yeah? And you guys will know if you've tried to lose weight, when you lose weight, you get comfortable and then that little bitch starts. The bitch that got you to the fucking messed up place in the first place. It starts and then over time you fall off. You start self-sabotaging. This shit's exactly the same and it happens to us all. I've been going through it recently, so I get it. My clients go through it. This shit happens when you start to gain momentum and success. But it's a mindset thing and you guys have to be fucking strong enough to just say to your little bitch, yeah, you're nice and cute. Fuck off. Yeah? Because that's what it is. This is why you get great glucose control, but you struggle to keep it. This is why you might transform your body, but you struggle to keep it. This is why you might achieve a goal, but you struggle to keep it. Guys, achieve something is the easy part Achieving a goal is the easy part. The hardest part is keeping it. Keeping it for this very fucking reason, because it's down to your mindset and your habits. If you don't start to change them, you will always end up back where you started. I have learned that the fucking hard way. I did a podcast episode a few episodes back about my failures. Yeah? So I totally get this. But this is why change is so hard, because a lot of people go on the outside stuff. They'll just go and look for a new bit of tech, a new CGM, the best diet. When you know what? All that shit means nothing. I say this all the time. All that shit means nothing if you're going to constantly have a fucked up mindset and relationship towards your diabetes, and you're going to self-sabotage yourself when you start to get some good control. Yeah? When you start to get some good control. This is why change is so hard, and it takes time. Every single fucking day we put the work in. Guys, my clients work 24 fucking 7 because diabetes is there 24 fucking 7. It doesn't take a holiday. So nor can you. Unfortunately, you cannot. I cannot. None of us can. So if anyone's got that thingy of, like I said in a few episodes ago, don't want diabetes to be a burden, wake the fuck up, because it's a constant daily battle that we need to keep winning and winning. But guys, back to this. This is why change is so hard. Now, these three ways that I'm going to give you that you can stop self-sabotaging. Three ways. Number one, address your mind and your habits. Stop searching for the next bit of tech, switching stuff around, the next best cinnamon fucking diet, as I always like to say. Stop searching in external factors and address your own mind and your own daily habits. Starts with your mind, leads into your habits, their daily actions. So work on that. There's a lot of ways you can address your mind, guys. This is something I've struggled with so much in the past, and I've started journaling, as I always say. I've started guided meditation. I've started taking a moment at the end of each night to reflect back on my day. This has really helped me. So there's no reason why it won't help you as well. Going on a walk is another thing. Listening to audiobooks, listening to podcasts. Oh, look, listening to podcasts. You fucking are listening to one. So you're taking the first step, which shows me that you can address your mind and your habits. Number two, a big one, only change one thing at a time. If you're fucking juggling so many different balls and plates, trying to change everything all at once, you're going to get overwhelmed. That little bitch is going to say, ah, I told you you couldn't do this. Haha, look at you trying to do all this shit. And you're going to get confused. So only change one thing at a time. One thing at a time. If you've got issues throughout your day, somewhere with your glucose levels, pick one part of it. Work on that. Get it nailed. Then move on. Stop trying to juggle all these fucking plates at once, because it causes overwhelm. It'll probably cause diabetes burnout, and you'll get confused. Your little bitch will get you to quit, yeah? So, number two, only change one thing at a time. Number three, the final one. When you fall off track, when you have a bad day, when you fuck up your carb count, when you fuck up your bolus, when you wake up out of range, when you break your routine, get back on track as soon as you possibly can. When you fuck up, learn from it and get back on track as soon as you possibly can. Because the longer that you leave it, the harder it becomes. If you started to build momentum and something's gone wrong, and you let that sway you off track, a day becomes 2 days, becomes 3 days, becomes four, becomes a week, becomes a month, becomes a year. And before you know it, you're faced with fucking health complications that you don't really want, and you're feeling like shit. And then you come into someone like me saying, Tom, can you help me? Which I don't mind doing, but I'm trying to help you here as well. Yeah? I'm trying to help you here as well. So number three, when you fall off track, learn from it. Tap, tap, move on. Get back on track as soon as possible. There's three ways to help you stop self-sabotaging, guys. Number one, address, work on your mind every fucking day, and your habits will follow in your actions. Number two, change one thing at once. Stop trying to change fucking everything. That's why you're getting overwhelmed. Number three, when you fall off track, get back on track ASAP. Guys, I hope you've got some value from this episode. That is just about it. If you did, leave me a rating and a review on the app. screenshot and share it to your Instagram story so I can reach out and say, hey, I appreciate you. Thank you very much. This just helps me help more people in our community. So guys, that is just about it. I hope you got some value from this episode. I hope you can start to control your little bitch when you start to get that self-doubt so you don't start self-sabotaging. I got you guys. Take it easy. I'll catch you all in the next episode. Peace.